بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم محمد.
الله صل على محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المنتجبين، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال تعالى في كتابه المجيد: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب. The first thing that I'd like to tell you, my dear attenders, is to thank you about your attending in this day, which is Al-Hussein alayhi salam's day. And even though, like, every day is for Allah and for Al-Imam Al-Hussein salam alayhi salam. That's why Al-Imam Al-Ridha alayhi salam said, كل يوم عاشوراء وكل أرض كربلاء. And there is ayah in Al-Quran al-Kareem says, وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ. Just remind them with Allah is days. And there is no doubt that the al-yawm of Al-Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam is one of Allah Azza wa Jal is days. And thank you all for what you've done, and especially for Sayyid Nabil. And actually he did very, very good speech for all of you. But there are some things left that we get from Al-Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam is a school. Al-Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam is, I can say, he is a school for all human beings, not just for Muslim people, because you get many things from that school. And as you heard before and what they mentioned, and specifically for Muslim people, there are some things we have to focus on them. For example, the first thing that we recognize that Al-Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam also sacrificed himself for a salat. And there is ayah in the Quran al-Kareem says, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ. There is a difference between iqamat al-salat and al-salat itself. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي, make me مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ, to take the salat seriously. Like, for example, the muqaddimat of the salat, I care for my salat. When the time is on, for example, I always remember my salat. And there is in ziyaratul imam al-Husayn salamullahi alayhi, we say, ashhadu annaka qad aqamta salat. I bear witness that you made the iqama of the salat. Some people, they pray, but they don't know like what the salat means, for example. So this is the first thing we get it from Imam al-Husayn. If we don't understand this thing, we will be like some people in Africa. They are Wathaniyin. Wathaniyin means they worship image, asnam, or something like that. But even though they have the sha'ara of Imam al-Husayn, salamullahi alayhi. And one of our preachers, the ulama in Najaf al-Ashraf or Qum, they went there and they saw like what we do. They prepared for Ashura. So that imam asked them about their religion. They said, we are Wathaniyin. And he told them that you understand Al-Imam al-Husayn, but you don't know who Al-Imam al-Husayn is God. And who's the prophet, the messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then he taught them and they became Muslim and especially Shia for Amir al-Mu'mineen. But if we don't understand Al-Imam al-Hussein, and Al-Imam al-Hussein is aim is, then there is no like any reward for our amal. So this is the first thing we have to understand. Iqamatul as-salat. Then the second thing is Al-Qur'an, to take care of Kitabullah Azza wa Jal. Inna asdaq al-hadithi Kitabullah Azza wa Jal. And when you read in the history, you see in the night of the 10th day of Muharram, Laylatul Ashir, Al-Imam al-Hussein was with the Qur'an for the whole night, reciting. And not just the reciting, to understand Al-Qur'an. To make Al-Qur'an akbar hammik, to care for the Qur'an. Now we have some children here, we give them lesson of the Qur'an, but unfortunately, like some of the wajibat, that duties of the parents, they have to take care of the children. So if the children cannot understand the Qur'an and memorize it in this age, then it will be difficult for them. This is an opportunity. And you will be accountable to Allah Azza wa Jal tomorrow, in the judgment day. One of the rights for the children towards their parents is أن يعلمهم القرآن أن يحسن اسمه, to give your child the best name, ويحسن أدبه, to teach him, to make him polite and how to deal with the other people, and then ويعلمهم القرآن, to teach him the Quran, because the Quran is كتاب الله, the Quran is شعار, our emblem, if this response is right. So we have to take care of the Quran, and we mentioned many times that every day 5 to 10 minutes, like for the ayat or the surah, that we teach them here, so from Sunday to next Sunday, they will be perfect. Otherwise, they will not continue. So this is the second thing that Al-Imam Al-Hussein focused and insist to teach people about. And the third thing is the jealousy. Al-Islam, as my brother mentioned, Islam contains the meanings of Islam. The jealousy is Islam. Ad-Din al-Nasiha. The religion is the Nasiha, advice for the whole people. You advise yourself, you advise your family, you advise the other people. Jealousy means to be jealous about the other Muslims, to give them the Nasiha. If you see something wrong, for example, one of the things that is mentioned there, أمر بالمعروف ونهي عن المنكر. If there is no أمر بالمعروف and نهي عن المنكر, there is no salat. There is no understanding of Islam and Al-Quran al-Karim. So jealousy is very important. You know, in the climax, in Yom Ashura, and that conflict, but Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam didn't miss that thing. And when he told Zainab alayhi salam, أُخَيَّ ارْجِعِي لَا تُشْمِتِي بِنَ الْأَعْدَاءِ, I don't want to see you while I'm alive now, to see you like that and to get out of the khaymah. This is the end of Islam and jealousy. So we have to be jealous about ourselves and families. And one of the things that I don't want to mention is to look at myself, my sister, my mother, and to give an example from Yom Ashura. Otherwise, there is no any benefit or profit from this day. I hope Allah Azza wa Jal leads us and you to the perfect way, which is Al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, his way. I wish you also all the best of luck and your family. And thank you for listening to me. And Allah Azza wa Jal, وَلِيُّ التَّوْفِيقِ أَخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدُ وَعَلَى آلِهِ الطَّيِّبِينَ الطَّاهِرِينَ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَبَرَكَاتُهُ